Oh, hello there. I figured you'd find my camp sooner or later. You and I have something in common, after all. Sit down, enjoy the fire. Have some tea with me. The kettle just boiled. October at last. Autumn is my favorite season. I start feeling logy and overheated in the summer, and even a little overwhelmed by all the brightness. Now there's a cold snap to the air, the mornings are late and misty, and the lengthening night gathers in our company of shadows. I get very restless once the leaves turn and the animals start making ready for winter. The cold seems to wake up every cell in my body, and I just want to move. Does anyone listening remember Halloween is Grinch Night by Dr. Seuss? Either the book or the animated short? I loved that one as a kid, but always covered my eyes for about half of it. Nowadays, I feel like the Grinch when the sour sweet wind starts blowing. I just want to pack up my own paraphernalia wagon and go looking for a good time. So I've decided to do just that. A Walk in the Dark is now a traveling camp. I've brought along old friends, and we'll meet plenty of new ones, too. There's our giant red-eyed black dog sitting watchfully by the campfire. That musky, loamy stink on the breeze tells me old Tailybones is sniffing about somewhere nearby. There's a straw hat hanging on the cedar tree that was lent to me by a certain 8-foot-tall lady. And watch your hair, the white arm reaching down from the branches can get a little grabby. My only problem is, I haven't quite settled on an itinerary yet. This is why I'm so glad you've stopped by. I just have too many ideas, and I'm getting a little tired of only revisiting my old favorites. So if you've enjoyed these Walk in the Dark episodes, let me know if there's a particular story you'd like to hear me read, or perhaps a haunted place or a creepy creature you're interested in hearing about. You don't have to think of it right now. Amber Highland, the progenitress of Ancient Voices, knows how to get word to me wherever my camp may be. Just send your suggestion to amberhighland9@gmail.com and tell her you have a message for Amanda. Please also let me know if it's okay for me to say who you are if I pick your suggestion for an episode. A few caveats. I'm limited to reading what I can confirm is in the public domain or okay to share, and what I feel I can do a proper job on. This means that if you suggest a story or topic and you don't hear it on A Walk in the Dark, chances are I'm still working on confirming permissions or working up to it in some way. It in no way means I didn't like your suggestion. I probably loved it, because let's face it, you know I'm a sucker for a scary story. Of course, if you'd rather just come along for the ride and see where I take you, that's fine too, and I admire your courage. What was that? Oh, you'd better get going. That's the subject of my next episode coming along now, and I don't think you'd like to meet it unprepared. You'll be fine if you just head back the way you came. Don't worry about finding camp again. I have my own methods of moving about, and you'll find me anywhere the shadows are thickest. Travel safely now, and enjoy the spooky season.